Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
From a potentially confusing situation and potentially negative one about what is happening with the United States and Iran, we move to something that I think is incredibly positive, and that is the relationship between Israel and Somaliland. There is definitely a lot happening, and this is such a positive geopolitical dynamic. Joining us this morning is Naomi Hadar. She's executive director at the African Friends of Sheba Medical Center. She's been there. She's been involved in the visit to Israel. Naomi, a very, very good morning, and thanks for joining us. I hope you're well.
Good morning. I'm very well, especially when I'm in Jerusalem this morning.
How wonderful. Absolutely brilliant. And tell us about this visit to Israel.
I just want to add that I'm working with the Somaliland government nearly 4 years.
Oh, wow. I wasn't aware of that. That's incredible.
Yeah. Just yesterday, when I've been with the foreign minister of Somaliland, he just always emphasized, and yesterday he did it again and again, that I was the first Israeli with the Israeli passport that landed in Hargeisa, the capital. And they said that they will remember it forever.
That is amazing. Wow. So you've had this relationship there for a while. Tell us about the development when it comes to Israel.
I would like to tell you something that actually yesterday I was part of the celebration in the Knesset.
Mm-hmm.
That was fascinating. And more that for the citizen of Somaliland, that is the first time that the president and the delegation getting the treatment as head of state. The same as Trump, when President Trump, when he came to Israel, the whole city was with flags of Somaliland. And the ceremony was really as head of state. And yesterday evening, I got photos and videos from Hargeisa, the capital, how they celebrated it with flag of Israel, building that light with the flag of Israel, people dancing in the street, people crying. It was such a touching moment to get it yesterday night about the ceremony that took place 2 days ago.
And the relationship, I mean, you've said you went 4 years ago. How long has it taken? Obviously, Israel's recognition came at a very, very important time. But the relationship between the two countries, has this been long in the making?
Behind the scene, yes.
Yes.
Not everything we can reveal.
Of course, yes.
But working few years about it.
Yes.
And it was, you know, a lot. First of all, it was under the radar. And then it started being more. I remember the first time, one of the things that I was involved in,
yes,
my dream is to help them with the medical field, with the building hospitals. And I remember first time I came to Sheba and said, listen, I have this relationship and let's collaborate. And they said, Somali what? And, you know, I showed them the map and everyone will see or could see the importance of the position of the Somaliland. And it's called the Horn of Africa. By the way, it's about 30 kilometers from the Houthis in Yemen.
So it's got a strategic, it's got a very strategic positioning as well from a geopolitical perspective.
Correct for us and for the United States.
Does Israel have other relationships in that area, in the Horn of Africa?
It's not a place to tell it. What do you mean? A story. What do you mean about other?
Do they have? Are there other countries there that Israel has a positive relationship with in that region, or is it really? Israel's main ally in that region?
It's the main ally because you think Somalia is very hostile toward Israel, especially after we signed this agreement or after the recognition that there is Djibouti that's also a big fan of us.
Right.
We have Ethiopia, but Ethiopia we have a good relationship.
Yes, of course.
Mm. But much better we have it now in Somaliland. By the way, I must tell you, the first time I came to Somaliland, the way that the people accept me, it was incredible. Everyone that heard that I'm Israeli, they really appreciate it and they really love us. Really, people love us. It's not something that you take it for granted.
Yeah. We do. It's actually so true that we really shouldn't. The other thing that I was wondering is, what would Somaliland most benefit from Israel? There's no question, as you've said, medical innovation, medical support is something that Israel could and will most definitely bring to the region. What else will Israel be assisting with? What is the priority, I guess, for Somaliland?
If you've been in Somaliland, it's a very virgin country.
Mm.
I think that it's remind Israel in the 1948, 1949, or the beginning of the 50s. I don't know if many people know that they had a war from 1981 to 1992. 450,000 were killed. Wow. It was a genocide. Nobody knows about it. Nobody talks about it. As we said, no Jews, no news.
Yeah.
Hargeisa, the capital, was demolished completely. Can you imagine? And they couldn't protect themselves. They have no tanks. They have no airplane. They have no machine gun. Can you imagine that? And the resilience of the people is something that reminds me Israel. And they need help from all spheres of life, in agriculture, in mining. For example, they have one of the biggest resources, but they are undeveloped. There are so many fields that we can collaborate.
So interesting.
And that we will do.
Yeah, yeah. It is unfortunately 7 o'clock, so we do need to leave it there. I need to go to news, but it is really just amazing. And with all the, or so much of negative news around, it is just wonderful to talk about a story like this, where we see Israel connecting with a country that desperately needed the recognition, needed the help, and the fact that the two countries can develop this type of relationship. Naomi Hadar, thank you as always.